Good afternoon, and it's so good to hear all of you and see all of you here on Sunday. Thank you so much. Edition of the Sunday Drive Talk. As we get started on today, just want to give a thanks to some of our sponsors, Jason Moore, Anthony Mapers, and a True Believers Church, the Rock of Ages Baptist Church. Woo-hoo! Thank God for all sponsors, full supporters, internet, email, streaming, et cetera, driver of Log Talk. Thank you so much for all of our ITA family. If you're interested in getting on the air, just make sure you let us know throughout this broadcast. If you'd like to shoot a text message to say something or update, you feel free to do so by texting 865-306-6362. So without further ado, let's talk about it. Our topic for today is, what is heaven going to look like? Many people have ideas about wanting to go to heaven. Heaven is such a appealing place, and it's a place that just about everybody wants to go. People mimic it. They idealize it. Some folks have substituted it or even said that they want to go to heaven even if they didn't believe in Jesus. The devil himself wanted to take over and be in charge of heaven. It's a place that seems like just about everyone is interested in at some point or another. But there are many misconceptions about heaven. There are some things that are good and some things that are really not so biblically accurate. But today we want to talk about what heaven is, according to the Bible, what it's like according to the Bible, and share some information with you. Now, we have lots of scripture to back these stuff up. If you have any questions, please feel free to make sure you ask, shoot a text message, or let us know, and we'll do our best to try to get some information to you ASAP, okay? So as we get ready to get started, the Bible teaches that heaven is a place that is the destination point of God. But the word heaven means sky. So the Bible, most people don't know it, it's about three heavens. It's about the heaven as in our atmosphere being the first heaven. It refers to the clouds and what you see. In many languages call it the heavens, plural, referring to the sky or the atmosphere and things that are above us. All right? So the second heaven actually is referred to as the outer space, kind of like where the stars and the moon and all that kind of stuff is. That's referred to as the second heaven, all right? And so being able to leave our atmosphere and be in outer space would refer to as the second heaven. But the third heaven is what we refer to as a not necessarily a physical location as it is a spiritual location, for it's a place that you normally arrive at only spiritually. It's not a place that you actually go to. It's a place that you, it's not a place that you travel to in this body, but a place that you visit only in your spiritual form, in your soul. Now, the Bible teaches some things about heaven. It talks about things that happen in heaven, past, present, and in the future. And it also points out heaven as a place where God lives. So that makes it a very appealing place that folks would definitely be interested in. When the Bible talks about heaven and earth, it does a comparison in between the separation of the two, how different and how far away they actually are. The living places and how governed for the earth is actually the living place of humans. It is governed by what people allow to be ruling over that place. And in our current earth situation, we know that the devil is the ruler of this world. We actually follow him. Now, God's spirit takes up residence on this planet in the form of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible teaches that it started on the day of Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit will be here until the rapture. So we know that that time will be the case. But about heaven itself, how is it that we can describe it if no man has actually gone there, came back and described it for us? Well, the Bible covers the good, the bad, the ugly, all about all things and all people, and heaven is one of the places that it tells us a lot about. So let's dive in, shall we, and start painting this picture of what the heavens actually look like. First, you need to know that heaven is recognized in the Bible as a place that is going to pass away. So the heaven, as we know it right now, is actually going to pass. The heaven that we refer to is a place that God is and where Jesus is. But the Bible actually teaches that Jesus left this earth, and he said, I go to prepare a place for you, so where I am, you may be also. And the place that he's going to prepare is actually going to be the new and the new earth. Kind of like when you actually fall in love and you link up with a person, you bring all of your stuff and they bring all of their stuff to that relationship. Well, God does the same thing. He will be doing things that are awesome and beautiful and miraculous in heaven, and he will mix it with things that we think are awesome and beautiful on earth. And so the Bible teaches in the book of Revelations, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Okay? Now, this is important because it tells us some things about what we are. When he said there will be a new heaven and a new earth, he's letting us know that we're going to be in a new place, an uninhabited new place that is going to be fresh, brand new, just for us to get to know the God we serve. Everybody likes to go move to a new location, but most locations pass away. This will be a location that will never die, that will never cease, that will never fall apart or fade away. For it doesn't begin and end in the same way that our plants and animals that we use to build our houses do. It's going to be a place that actually built in heaven. But not only does the Bible say that God is going to create a new heaven, he's also going to create a new earth. So that's very, very interesting. When you think about the fact that the earth that we have right now is so terrible, and the Bible says that it's going to pass away and it's going to be destroyed, it's kind of nice to know that he's still going to recreate a situation that we might be a little familiar with so that we can be able to have some comforts that we've grown to love. You know, most men who don't even like flowers, they might buy a flower for somebody else, and so they're looking at that person and what they might like. And so God is looking at us as his bride thinking, yeah, wow, I can provide something for my bride that I would like. The bride that the bride would like, and that celebrates the relationship between the two. See, that's pretty awesome. So when you look at this, the Bible says that there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Now, the issue that you need to realize is that the Bible says that John, right at 100 years old, now begins to talk to God. And Jesus himself has a conversation with John and gives him a vision of heaven. Not only gives him a vision, but he tells him, sit down, write all of the stuff that you see, and I want to make sure that you get it down packed. And John begins to write all of these things that God has told him, everything I tell you to write, write. And there were some things that happened that he told him he wasn't permitted to write. But I thought it was pretty awesome that God thought it was important for us to have a glimpse of earth. Let's keep on going. The second thing you want to notice is that there's a difference between the new heaven and the new earth. When people say heaven, they actually think that the city of gold is going to be all of heaven, but it's not. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, but the difference is that the Bible is talking about not only is there going to be a new sky, all right, but there's also going to be a new place that we worship God. The heaven, if you would, is going to be a church, but it's going to be not a church building. It's going to be a city. Just like we go to certain churches to go worship God, fellowship together, and sing songs, choir, and understand the teaching and preaching of the Word of God,
Well, instead of going just to this one building, there's going to be an entire city made of gold where we will go to worship and fellowship and enjoy the presence of God. That's pretty awesome. Now, the Bible talks about the earth, but it also talks about the heaven. Now, before I get into talking about the heaven, let's talk about the earth. Now, there's a few things that you need to know. That, first of all, the Bible teaches that this earth has no more sun on it. Now, most of the time, we've been used to seeing a sun that illuminated our atmosphere and always gave sunlight to everything that we see. But the Bible teaches that there will be no more sun. And so it's kind of weird to think that things are going to be illuminated without an S-U-N. The issue is that they're going to be illuminated by the S-O-N. The Bible says that God's glory is going to illuminate everything. That is amazing, you know. And it's weird that every time you have the real thing, you always have a substitute. And you've seen how so many religions have actually worshipped a sun god, you know. Well, God is greater than the sun, but they are worshiping the sun god. But our God is the God who created the sun, and he is going to replace the sun with a son named Jesus who is going to illuminate the whole earth. That's pretty awesome. So I just thought that that was really nice. So that's something that the earth is going to be illuminated with the glory of God. Isn't that amazing? All right? So the Bible also talks about that there was no more sea. And so it doesn't mention all over the planet, but it does mention that there was no more sea. And so all that John was able to be shown on this new earth, that there was no ocean there, no sea that was there. Now, for those of you who really like water, and really like the flowing streams and all of that, hang on in there. Don't get in a panic yet, because there's more to be talked about. But the Bible does say that there was no more sea. I just thought that that was very interesting that it points that out, that there wasn't there. And on top of that, this earth is going to be different from anything else that's ever been created. So since God is going to create a new earth, many people have thought, oh, he's just going to redo everything all over again. No, ma'am, no, sir. This is not going to be our earth as we see it. This earth is going to be utterly, completely consumed, destroyed, eradicated, removed, gone, finito. It will not be saved. It will not be salvaged. It will not be kept in any way. It's going to be gone. So that's going to be really, really terrible. So don't not get this new earth confused with the old earth, okay? The other thing the Bible also mentions is when it talks about this earth, it says that John looked up and saw the new heaven descending, floating down from heaven all the way down to the new earth. So, and it said it was adorned almost like, you know, like a bride getting ready to go walk over to her husband to see the first time, you know, you dress up in all the outfits and all of the everything that's there. It's pretty awesome to imagine. So this city that's going to come down is going to be the place where we will go. All believers will go to worship God together. So it's pretty big. The Bible mentions several things about this city, and we're going to be going through those and kind of talking about some of those as we go through. First of all, the Bible talks about the foundation. This city sits on a foundation of jewels. It says it has 12 manners of jewels leading up to the door of the city. So it talks about how it has different types of gems that actually make up a layer of the foundation and make up the most beautiful stones of how it looks. And I think that that is so awesome. It actually lists them one by one by one. Then the Bible actually talks about the doors of heaven. We've always heard people say, oh, when I get to those pearly gates, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But many people haven't always known that the Bible actually talks about the gates of heaven are actually made of one solid pearl. And so we don't know if that's going to be a big round pearl or whether or not – you know, the door is actually carved out of one solid pearl and there are no seams in between. We don't know. I guess we'll have to find out when we get there. But it's made out of one solid pearl, which is pretty awesome. Now, if that wasn't enough, it mentions that the walls that are around there are made of jasper. And so a jasper stone is really, really ornate and very, very beautiful. Many pharaohs had jasper and stuff in some of their burial tombs and things like that, which makes it very, very awesome to look at and to notice of those things that are there. Not only that, but the Bible mentions that the streets in the city are paved with gold. Gold. So imagine a city that has, you know, concrete running everywhere. And now imagine all that concrete just paved with gold. I mean, G-O-L-D. And that is pretty awesome. Okay? So it's going to be paved with gold. And so in a city like that, people are like, oh, man, why would you do that? Somebody's going to want to steal one of the blocks or one of the bricks out of the off the street. Well, why would you want to steal when you're in heaven? You know, people who are just want to steal from everybody, doesn't care about anything, those folks are going to wind up in trouble. So you don't want to worry about that. But when it comes down to these types of things, we want to make sure you understand, why would you want to steal when everything money can buy you already have? I mean, you're blessed. You're alive. You're going to live forever. All of your attributes are going to change. You have all these differences that exist in heaven. The Bible says that there is a long, 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 long river that goes inside of the city. And so for you water lovers, and that's going to be a blessing for you. And in this beautiful river, there's going to be a tree nearby it. And that tree is going to have all manner of fruits that are good for the healing of the nations. And so that's pretty awesome. So you water lovers, perhaps that's going to be something that you will particularly be interested in. It will be a blessing unto you. It talks about how the place, the way that heaven is and this new earth. It also talks about that we're going to have living quarters. Have you heard this when you've gone to a funeral before? I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you will be also. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. So this leads to the fact that there's going to be living quarters that's going to be assigned to people that actually worship and serve God. This is pretty awesome because God is providing a place, a house for his people. When a person deems themselves as a covering, not only do they have command authority over that person, but they also have speak authority over them, and also they have the responsibility for providing a roof over their head. And so that's one of the things that Jesus does as a good covering for us as his church. He's going to provide for us. And that is why many people who think that a woman is being a gold digger by saying, hey, I want to make sure that a man is able to provide for me before I, you know, count on him in that way. That's not a bad thing. It's something that is supposed to be considered. So the Bible says that he's going to have a place for everyone. In my Father's house are many mansions. This is beautiful. And not only are the streets paved with gold, not only do they have the water that's going to be there, not only do they have, the tree that's going to be there, not only are we looking at the gold streets that they're going to have paved everywhere, and the walls that are going to be made of jasper stone. Not only is you going to have the whole city is going to be on top of these foundations of layers and layers and layers of super beautiful gems, but on top of all of that, there's going to be some other things that you need to know about heaven. First, you need to know that there is no more devil. The Bible teaches that this new heaven and new earth is going to be after the old earth is completely destroyed and after Satan is already cast into hell. And we will not have to worry about him ever again. That is so awesome. All right. You also need to be aware of the fact that when we get to heaven, the Bible teaches us that we won't have to hunger and thirst. Now, how in the world do we deduce that? Because you're going to be in a body that is not necessarily suggested to the regular rules and laws of the regular world. The Bible teaches that Jesus himself was about to be stoned one day, and he walked through the midst of them, almost like a ghost walking through a wall. The Bible also mentions that when Jesus got ready to leave the tomb, that when they rolled the stone away, that Jesus was already gone. And so that gives credence to the idea that Jesus walked through the wall just like he did when the crowd was ready to attack him. Now, this is amazing because Jesus multiple times exhibited powers that were not subject to this world. He went across to pray and sent his disciples over the sea, and he was about said that he would meet them on the He would meet them, and they were out in the middle of a sea while a storm was going on, and they looked and thought they saw a ghost, but after Jesus prayed, he was walking on the sea. This is amazing. So Jesus was walking on water, so the body that he had when he ascended into heaven and was seen after the resurrection was not just a regular body. It was part of what we call a changed, a glorified body. And also, when he saw Jesus in heaven, he saw that he looked different. See, on earth, Jesus had ugly hair and ugly skin, ugly features. You know, according to Isaiah 53, it said he had no beauty or comeliness that we would desire in him. You know, none of his form or anything was attractive at all. But when John looks in heaven and sees Jesus, he's in his glorified, resurrected, enthroned, reigning, and ruling bodily image. And so that time he looks different. Jesus is now seen with lamb's wool for hair and feet as polished brass, and you know, he's wearing a white robe with a gold belt around it, and his eyes are like balls of fire and all this kind of stuff. So those, that is the image that we have of Jesus Christ. So in heaven, things can take a little bit different form. Now, what about people? People we know will be changed because the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, right around 16 and 17 verse, it says that we're all going to be raptured. If you believe in Jesus Christ, have given your life to him, that you're going to be raptured to be caught up to meet him in the air. And those who are going to be caught up to meet him in the air are all going to be changed. Can you imagine that? Going to be changed? So if we're all going to be changed to meet him in the air, that's important. It lets us know that we're not going to be the same as we were here. Can you imagine not have to worry about hunger pains? You can eat but don't have to. Can you imagine not having to worry about being bit by mosquitoes or being ate by a lion or anything like that? Isn't that amazing? You know, so in heaven, we're going to have that type of setup where we will not have corrupt bodies. Now, there's a question that many people raise that the Bible doesn't necessarily cover. Since we're going to be in a changed body, what age will people be? Now, it's weird because the Bible does not point out exactly everybody's age. We don't know if, you know, a man who was 90 years old and super, super old, whether or not he was going to go back to being 21 or 31. We don't know. But one thing we do know is that one thing he will not have is he will not have all of the things that decrepit his body. Your soul lasts forever, even though your body gets old. And so since the body is only the shell and God is interested in the soul, you need to know that when that change occurs and your body is going to be changed, caught up to meet him in the air, that you're going to be somewhat different. So if you lost that arm and you got snapped off 15 years ago, all right, you're going to be different. Okay, you're going to be whole, you're going to be complete, you're going to be full, you're going to be okay. And so all these are things that God is going to have for you in heaven. But not only that, not only will we be able to have those things, not not grow old and die. We won't have to worry about having issues and infirmities when we're going to be bent over and humps in our back. We won't have to worry about, you know, having poor eyesight and all those different things. You know, we won't have to worry about, you know, having those issues with arthritis and all those kind of problems. All those things are going to be a thing of the past. It's not going to be something that's going to plague us anymore. Okay? On top of that, we also have a mixture of cultures. All of these people coming together as one, it's going to be a major challenge. Well, you got people in the Old Testament who, you know, they had such a reverence and respect for God that they never, ever said his name. They didn't call him Yahweh. They didn't, you know, they thought that that was, you know, wrong to call his name because you would call the name of your children. They saw that as a sign of you being able to exercise possession over God. So they would say, you know, Jireh, which means one who provides, you know. They would do things like that, but they wouldn't say his name. Then you have people right now that actually say, I love my God. I love my God. We have songs that say Jehovah Jireh, my provider. And all, and both of them are going to be in heaven. You have people who only wore robes a long time ago, you know, and so, you know, that's all that they had. You have other people that they wore pants, you know, nowadays, and the people who wore robes never ever seen pants before. You know, you have people who are in the medieval period where it was seen, you know, very taboo for a woman to show any of her body, and so she had to cover her body from neck all the way to her feet. And then you have people that are nowadays that are walking in the grace of Christ after Jesus rose from the grave. And we have, you know, these people who, you know, they were just in very, very ridiculous clothing, and they accepted Jesus Christ right there on the street before they died. All of these types of folks are going to be there in heaven, people who are Bible scholars and people who don't know anything about one book of the Bible. You know, there are ex-thieves and drug addicts and, you know, all this different thing. All those people are going to be in one place. And so how in the world is God going to solve the issue of what does everybody do and how are they going to live together? And that answer is going to be found in the fact that if Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, then the word Lord is going to solve it. If he's your Lord, that means he can instruct you. The Bible teaches that those that have authority over you have the ability to instruct you. And that means that Jesus, as our Lord of the new heaven and the new earth, is going to be able to tell us what, when we get there, he's going to say, okay, I don't know exactly how you did it on earth, but now that you're here with me, this is how it's going to go. And because he's Jesus Christ, we will follow his instructions and submit to his will. And he won't have to worry about us rebelling like the devil did. All right? So in heaven, we can realize that it is going to be a place of celebration and not torment. And I don't know about you, but most of us are looking forward to going there. So if you are interested in making heaven your home, there's only one prerequisite. And that is you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because having him as your Lord and Savior is the only way you can get to heaven. I pray that you will accept Jesus today, and if you haven't, that you would realize that God sent his Son to die on the cross for you, for your sins, because those sins were keeping you from heaven in order to allow you to have a right to make heaven your home and to have him as your Lord and Savior. And I pray that you would do so today. If you're ever in the Knoxville, Tennessee area, we want to encourage you to come on out and be a part of what God is doing at Rock of Ages Baptist Church, found at 420 West 13th North Street, all right, 37814. We would love to see you in the house. We would love to celebrate you along the way. And if you are in need of a mentor, your child in need of a mentor, or you are in need of a life coach, make sure you please feel free to give us a call at 865-306-6362, and we'll do our best to make sure that's handled for you ASAP. You can come by our worship service on Sunday morning at 9:30. We have a banquet-style free breakfast for all mothers and their families. So come on out. It's going to be a capital blessing for all of you. You're welcome to come out on Wednesdays. We're going over the end of the world and what the end time is going to be like. All right, line by line, scripture by scripture. We're giving you text by text and story by story so that you can understand it. We want you to get it and get it well. So come out on Wednesdays and find out how the world will end, when the world will end, what the Bible says about what happens when the world ends at 6 p.m. All right? Until next time, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. We love you, but God loves you best. Our motto is, we love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And in the immortal words of our producer, Ms. Janice Hudson-Mazee, have a victorious week in Jesus.